It's the Loopcast from In the Loop for March 9th. I'm Jeff Horwich, and Sandon Totten is with me as well.
Hey, welcome back, Jeff.
Thank you.
How was your vacation?
It was relaxing for the most part.
What was your favorite part? You went to Disney World, right?
I did. I went to Disney World. We had some friends, had a timeshare down there, invited us to come down for a few days. They've got some cool stuff at Epcot now. Actually, I thought Epcot was the best part of Disney World that we saw. Mission to Space is a pretty cool ride. They spin you around. You don't know what's going on. They spin you around. They create all these G-forces on your head, which I loved. Made my wife kind of sick, but I loved it.
Does an astronaut chase you, stalk you afterwards?
That's right. A diaper-wearing astronaut then comes out from the wings and chases you out through the gift shop.
Just like real space trips.
As you heard last week, if you were listening to the podcast, Sandon introduced you to our theme for this upcoming show, which is something like, are you defined by your job, right, Sandon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically it.
Fair way to describe it. We thought today we would dip back into our archives a little bit, another one of these blast from the past loop casts, and go back about 2 years to a rather strange interview that I did when we were first toying around with ideas for this show. It had nothing to do, the show at that time, with jobs or anything like that. I just thought it'd be interesting to go out and interview a dominatrix. Someone had told me that there was a working dominatrix at this club called Ground Zero in downtown Minneapolis, and I thought, well, I'll go out one night and just sort of ask her about her work. So that is what we are going to hear now. Bear in mind, this was a really loud club, and I was using some of this recording equipment for the first time, so she and I are both like yelling, and the background noise is atrocious, but it's an interesting few minutes, and we'll be back after this.
My name is Jean Bardot, and I'm a dominatrix, and that's what I do for a living. Right now, it's about 11 o'clock in the evening. My assistant is unpacking my bag of tricks and toys. Getting ready to open up. As soon as we're ready, I think they'll let people start coming up, and then they kind of watch a show.
Explain what the show is. How does it work for you, at least here at Ground Zero?
Here at Ground Zero, it's people volunteer. They may want to learn about a certain toy or a certain feeling or sensation of sorts. Tie them up, and I'll hurt them, but not harm them. And people will watch. And
how did you get into this line of work? Do you remember how it first came about, when it first occurred to you?
A long time ago, it was in college, and I met some, you know, fellow students, and all of our work kind of was sexually based. And they had already been exploring into the BDSM world and kind of opened up me to it, and my artwork started to revolve around it, and I just explored and explored from there, and now I'm everywhere doing it.
Well, I was going to ask, how do you categorize what you do? Do you consider yourself an artist? Are you in the service industry? How do you think of it?
I call myself an artist because I teach about this, I learn about this, I perform on stages about stuff like this. I do this here when I'm here in town. I make fetish movies that are about this. I don't have a one title, so artist kind of consumes that.
So, like a lot of artists, do you think your personal life and your professional life are very closely intertwined, or do you leave it behind when you leave the office?
No, it's pretty much, it's kind of consumed me, this lifestyle, so.
What do you do to prepare for a day at work? Is it just getting dressed, or is there something mental to it as well? Yeah, and psychological.
Costume for me is kind of part of it. Gets me in that mindset. So, you know, you think of, like tonight we're blonde and pink, so I'm usually not blonde and pink. So we kind of felt a little more, I don't know, fun and giggly today.
Some people would be surprised that a dominatrix has a fun and giggly day.
I get teased a lot because they call me the smiling dominatrix, so I'm not mean and stern all the time, but I have fun.
What do you do in your spare time? I mean, certainly you say your personal and your professional life are wound up, but you must have other interests. What do you do that maybe has nothing to do with this, your line of work?
I have a garden, and it's springtime now, so I'm thoroughly enjoying the dirt.
When you chose this career, was that a difficult thing for your family?
They stopped asking questions after they didn't like hearing some of the answers, so yeah. I mean, they understand to a certain extent, but the they just don't dig and ask such in-depth questions any longer.
Well, nowadays, people will change careers a number of times over the course of their life. Do you see yourself doing anything else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like to study psychology a little more, and maybe, I can't do this forever. I'm not, I'm sagging. I'm getting older. I'm not as physically fit at times for certain things. So, I'll study psychology and maybe see where that takes me. I'm sure it'll be related to this kind of atmosphere, though.
So that was Mistress Jean, a dominatrix in Minneapolis, who I interviewed, about 2 years ago, and just thought it'd be kind of interesting to dig that out and hear it again, given the topic of our show.
It always surprises me how normal she seems, how together she seems, considering what she does.
She's a working woman, career woman, just not a career that most of us are familiar with. So a little window into that world. We are continuing to talk about this idea of, are we defined by our jobs, stuff like that. We're asking people, and for all of you now, this is still an open call, to send us poetry, short essays, songs about work, about your work, preferably written at work. You can head to our website, minnesotapublicradio.org/intheloop. To find a link to submit those to us. And Sandon, you've brought along one early entry that we got here, and I think we want to share that today on the Loopcast. Who do we have?
We've got a poem from Karen Bratley, and it's called 8-Hour Shift. Here it goes. Picture yourself sitting at your desk for this one. Mm-hmm. I curl my left foot in the leather cup of shoe, toes pinching ball into a wrinkled pincushion, top tendons tight as aimed rubber bands. I place the foot barely behind me, pressing heel to floor, pulling calf taut, flattening veins under skin like saran wrap stretched tight. I lift my foot, heavy like a gallon of milk, rotating it slowly at the ankle, each ankle straining bones and joints, shrugging off the yoke of my shoe. I shift, starting over with the right.
A very creative homage to stretching your legs and feet at work.
It's a very important thing to do.
Karen, or Karin, we should say. We're not sure about the pronunciation. Bratley from Minneapolis. Thanks. And again, you can head to our website, minnesotapublicradio.org/intheloop, and submit your own poems to us. We're going to try and get some of these together, have people read, deliver these on the show, which is coming up, the taping March 22nd, the broadcast March 23rd and 25th. So, Sandon, glad to have you here, as always.
Yeah, thanks. Pleasure to be here.
And we're going to go out with a little music from our house band, The Smarts. More about them at thesmartsband.com. I'm Jeff Horwich. Thanks for tuning in to the Loopcast and keeping up with In the Loop.
Six turns.